When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Playoff baseball back here on 96.5 The Fan tomorrow afternoon. Vern's on deck show at 2 o'clock. The Royals, of course, in the 3 o'clock hour, taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Game one of one of the AL wildcard series, a best of three series. Cole Reagans on the bump. We'll talk some more about Patrick Mahomes in about 15 minutes or so. But one thing that I didn't think was possible, and it sounds like even maybe J.J. Piccolo didn't think was all that possible, is the possibility of Vinny Pasquantino, after all this, the broken thumb, that a month later, it'll be a month basically by the time we get to tomorrow, a month later, he has a real chance to play. And boy, by the way he was talking, and we'll play it in the clubhouse, and the way the organization is kind of talking, Ryan Lefevre was talking yesterday, I think he's going to be in the lineup, man. If everything goes well today, listen to Q. This was Q on MLB Network Radio. I think this was Saturday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. Listen to him talking about Vinny's recovery.
Vinny does have a chance. Yes, he had live at-bats yesterday against Will Smith and Steven Cruz, which we were able to do on the field here yesterday. We have another one scheduled for tomorrow, wherever we go. And if everything checks out with that, assuming Tuesday morning he wakes up okay, there is a chance that he can be on the roster. It's absolutely remarkable what he's done. It's crazy to watch, watch him in the cage and how hard he's worked and all the work that Jeff Blum and the medical guys have put in with him. It's just absolutely amazing. As far as rotation, yeah, we know what we're going to do. By clinching Friday, we were able to set it up the best we could. So we'll have Reagans, Lugo, and Waka set up for the three games, whoever we're playing.
So that was Q on Sunday on MLB Network Radio talking about Vinny. I mean, I think the recovery is remarkable.
It was supposed to be 6 weeks on the early end. I want to remind people, it has not even technically been four. He hasn't even made it to four full weeks recovering from this injury. And we were talking 6 to 8 weeks is the original timeline. Hell, I was talking to people a week ago, and this seemed like a long shot. Somebody brought it up last Tuesday. Golden, I'm like, I don't know, man. Everyone I'm talking to is like, that doesn't seem like a realistic timeline for anyone to come back from a broken bone. Reminder, this isn't like a hamstring that just starts feeling better. This is a bone. it has to heal. Like, that's how this was supposed to work. And apparently, Vinny's Wolverine, and I'll be honest, if he is comfortable enough to stand in against a live hitter and take swings, put his ass in the lineup.
Well, I think
there's
will,
absolutely
yeah.
no risk right now in putting Vinny in there, because even if he's out of rhythm, out of sync, doesn't have quite the same pop, I can still promise you he's an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
He is definitely an upgrade over any of the scenarios in which he still has less power or is seeing the ball less well because of the normal things, right? Time off from an energy or injury. I can't wait for the possibility. I didn't even think this was possible.
Well, everybody's talking about ALCS. And then you're like, okay, maybe if he's progressing well, ALDS. And I guess that is still a potential possibility. We'll see tomorrow with the roster. I guess if something today changed, there is still a percentage there that would have them hold him out for another couple days. And then it would require, of course, the Royals winning a wild card. But how awesome is this? Vinny was put on the IL August 30th. Today's September 30th.
He had the surgery September 6th, I think.
Something like that, because the swelling had to go down or whatever it was. So he has that surgery. And, you know, give him a ton of credit, because in that press conference at the time, he said, you know, like, I'm not setting a timeline, but I don't think my season's done. And we're like, okay, that's an optimistic thing. And I don't doubt that you're going to work hard. And yeah, maybe if they get to the ALCS, but the wild card round starts tomorrow. And there's I'm almost expecting him now to be in the lineup. That's how quickly it shifted in the last couple of days. And you got a sense also in the clubhouse when he was talking, he had a smirk on his face. He's in a great mood, not just because they clinched, but because I think he thinks he's playing tomorrow. Listen to Vinny. This was from Bally in the clubhouse.
I can't describe it. It's unbelievable. Sorry, almost cussed there.
Oh, I know. I saw good restraint. Great catch. You saw these growing up, these celebrations. Now you're a part of it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, what a great season so far. You know, we're going to work to not make this this over in a week or whatever it is. So we're hoping we got a lot more season. We're really excited. We're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to have a great weekend, and we're going to get ready for wherever we're going on Tuesday.
I know how hard you're working. I'm not asking for a timetable, but how badly you want a taste of this?
No timetable. I don't got anything. I'm progressing the way the doctors have told me. That's all I really got. The doctors have told me that I'm progressing well. Sam Mellinger's right here to make sure I don't say anything stupid. And, that's what I got. Cheers, Kansas City.
So that was Vinny.
That was maybe my favorite clip of the entire postgame celebration was Vinny.
And then he sent out a tweet after that, a little bit later in the night, and it was like the, how'd you describe that?
Like the sly face.
He did delete it.
Felt a little bad for drunk texting.
Perhaps there was a little alcohol involved. Who knows? But the fact that this is a real conversation we're having, that, like, I think he's playing and you think he's playing, this conversation existing is a credit to him and his rehab. And yeah, of course, I think we're all thrilled for him individually, let alone what it can mean for this team, which is a great thing. But individually, I mean, he's had almost 100 RBI season, and then to, at the end of the year, maybe not have a chance to play with your guys in the postseason. That sucks. And so now he's got a chance. And what you described there about where this lineup is at, it is so easy. We saw the Tigers do it against them, to navigate this lineup right now when he's not in there.
You just avoid two guys.
He's in the lineup, even if he is 80% of what he was because of timing and everything. It instantly gives Bobby a better chance at succeeding and being a weapon. It instantly makes Salvi more dangerous. That's the beautiful thing about what they might have, and we won't know until tomorrow morning when the playoff roster is official for the wild card series. Remember, each round, right, they can reset it. So let's.
If he's not available for the wild card, he still could be available for the DS.
All of a sudden, they're like, you know what, we just not close enough to make this happen. Well, then even more incentive to go out there and win a series for him so that he can be available for the ALDS. But it'll be tomorrow, 4.5-5 weeks since the actual injury, but not the surgery.
Genuinely happy for the person. So, like, the baseball stuff too, but, like, sometimes we do this business and, like, you stop thinking about athletes as people. I think people stop treating athletes as people sometimes because they become these figures on the field that you're used to. But he's been a good friend of the show, and he was, you know, he was finally having the season after the injury where he had to sit on his ass and watch his team try to grind through it without him. He got on the field in March, in February, he's on video saying, we have expectations now and we expect to win, and this team is going to surprise some people, and even said things like, this will be one of the biggest turnarounds in MLB history. He said that. He predicted it correctly. And up until a month ago, he was a man at the forefront of responsibility, right? One of the six most important players on the Royals for helping them get there. And then a freak injury, similar to the Rashee Rice one yesterday.
How weird is that? They both felt the same. It felt Urseg Vinny injury felt like Mahomes Rice injury.
Yeah, they didn't do anything wrong, and all of a sudden they ended up hurt. And we just start thinking like, God, if there's any chance he's going to make it, it's the longest of long shots, and damn, I feel terrible, and this is no way for someone's season to end. And now you're telling me there's a chance he can play on Tuesday? Before I even factor in the baseball stuff, incredible.
Have him DH in the lineup tomorrow would be awesome. It would be really, really cool to see. And then, as we said to start the show, what's fun about October is crazy things happen. It doesn't matter what seed you are. Special memories are made and legacies are created, all this kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, man, if he's in the lineup as a DH tomorrow and plays in the series, because I have no other logic behind it other than it's playoff baseball, I fully expect, and I will maybe even put some money on it, that he either hits a home run or comes up with a huge hit. It's just the way playoff baseball works. Baseball creates these unbelievable storylines in the postseason. Guy's out for a month, didn't think he'd recover. All of a sudden, he's in the lineup, and watch him come up with a massive hit on Tuesday. Like, I can see that. We can all see that coming, right?
I mean, Kirk Gibson does exist for a damn reason. This will be a Kirk Gibson moment. Yeah. If Vinny Pasquantino in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series slugs a homer to help the Royals advance to the ALDS, that's his Kirk Gibson. I know it's not the World Series, but it's the same thing. Yeah. But the joy of his moment thereafter, I don't know how long he had been without his shirt. He's the only guy without a shirt, seemingly. Everyone else had a shirt on.
I think there was like three Vinny. Players that didn't. It was like, I think it was Vinny, MJ, and one other player. Everybody else was wearing October Ready. I guess
October Ready. Yeah, October Have Ready. You gone to go buy a plaster yet?
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up. And maybe maybe this speaks to what you and I discussed last week.
We're spoiled.
Well, not just spoiled, but like still it doesn't, even today,
feel real.
Doesn't feel the same as 14 and 15. And we've talked about the reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons for it. And maybe it'll take them winning a wild card series to get to that level. But the team store was open till midnight on Friday night, the Royals team store. And I think on Saturday they were open and they were pretty busy and they had some merchandise. But someone even just a minute or so ago texted in 913-586-7965. And someone said, that they've been to four stores this morning and nobody has Royals playoff gear. Now, I don't know which stores they went to. He says, this is ridiculous. When they clinched in 14, maybe I'm off. Someone can remind me. I swear I was able to go at that night to like pick your play. Rally House Academy, whatever.
In the morning if you wanted
it. And that didn't happen on Friday. At the team store, it did. But trust me, you're asking, did I get a shirt yet? I have not, Cody. I was busy this weekend. Friday night, I looked to see if our friends at Rally House and others were open. They were not. So I don't know. I'm imagining if you go to Rally House today, they probably have it. But I will get an October Ready shirt. That's the plan after the show today, to get one for our watch party tomorrow. I would like to have one. And it's been a decade. Hello. Let's get it. It's time for a new hoodie. It's time for a new shirt that says October Ready. Worry about hopefully buying some other shirts later on in the month if they get there. But either way, I want an October Ready. I'm trying to decide hoodie or t-shirt. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, this is the only thing that bumps me out about it's supposed to be really hot in Kansas City this week. Nonsense. It's
50.
Playoff baseball.
You want 50s.
This is the incorrect weather for what's... This is a stupid complaint, but I'm dead serious. It bothers me so much. This is the incorrect weather for the sporting event I'm getting ready to watch. I shouldn't be able to go to our watch party tomorrow at Jefferson's in Lenexa. If you want to come watch the baseball game with everyone here on 96.5, the Fan will be out at Jefferson's in Lenexa. I shouldn't be able to go in shorts and a t-shirt to watch that game. I should be in a hoodie.
I hear you.
I should be in jeans. The weather should match playoff baseball, damn it.
I know what you're saying. That'll happen later in October. If they get further in the ALDS, ALCS, I think we get that. I think there's a lot of people that are like, hey, it's great that it's nice weather. We all know in order to get a home game back here in Kansas City, they got to get to the ALDS. And the other part that speaks to it, I mean, right now you can go on the Royals website. Like, you want tickets for the ALDS? Go right on right now and just buy them. No problem. Like,
still?
I checked last night. I have not checked this morning. That also speaks to the difference.
I just think winning changes things, too. Maybe this is a longer conversation for a different day, but winning changes things. In 2014, nobody in this town had won anything important in 3 decades. Right. 3 decades was the last time somebody had won anything important in this town. And when they were so thirsty for, and other than sporting win an MLS title, someone's going to point that out, they always do in 13. But like of the major sports.
Yeah, I hear you.
They hadn't done it. And so they were so thirsty for it, It was just a different time. And people mentioned, like, maybe COVID has an effect and people back in a million other things we've, that we've happened done in life con- after this.
We've had this conversation so many times. Yeah, I mean, there's not just one reason people bring up the TV situation. That is
I do think that's playing some factor.
That is part of it and all that. But in terms of the buy-in for the team, throughout the year, there was plenty of skepticism. And I get it. I think warranted at times. Other times, I think you were just, like, not enjoying the moment enough.
Yeah.
But there was times where it was warranted. And now that they're in, like, how many texts did we get leading up the last month and a half? Like, who cares if they make it? They can't win anyway. Like, I would hope that's not your attitude now. This team, number one, they did make it. So I don't know why the skepticism is still there. They're playing Baltimore, who has not played great baseball either. Their rotation is set up perfectly. They being the Royals with Reagans and Lugo and then Walk if necessary. They might be getting, maybe, Vinny Pasquantino, a basically 100 RBI guy back. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason not to be optimistic heading into this series.
No. I feel great about it going into it because, again, in a three-game series, the Royals' rotation gets its biggest advantage. And if all of a sudden Vinny's back, then we're having a whole different conversation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Conversation. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.